And this news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Hemlock Public Schools have started developing a new strategic plan, continuing their commitment to openness and collaboration with families, staff, and the community. The plan, known as Pull the Sled, aims to set priorities for academic learning, student wellness, technology, facilities, and community partnerships, all while clear measures of progress and regular updates are provided along the way. District leaders say public feedback will play a central role through forums, work groups, and online channels. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck notes that the plan is intended as a living roadmap designed to adjust and evolve based on community input and evidence, keeping trust and accountability at the forefront of Hemlock's approach. Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 o'clock today in the chambers at 60 West Sanilac in Sandusky. The meeting will start with public hearing regarding the proposed 2026 general fund budget, which will be followed by a tax foreclosure update by County Treasurer Trudy Bowers. Regarding budgets, the 2025 budget for the medical examiner will be reviewed, and the lead medical examiner investigator agreement is expected to be approved during the meeting. At the conclusion of the regular commission meeting, there will be a finance and administrative committee meeting to follow. According to the preliminary agenda for those committee meetings, the board's expected to review several letters of understanding of operations from various departments that will be forwarded to the Board of Commissioners with recommendations. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is marking Older Driver Safety Awareness Week, December 1st through the 5th, by urging residents to use Safe Drivers Smart Options website at michigan.gov/agingdriver to help older adults stay safe and independent on the road. The site offers self-assessment tools, refresher course links, health and medication guidance, local transportation contacts, a no-fee contact Michigan ID application, a booklet for aging drivers and families, and information on how and when unsafe drivers may be referred for re-examination under Michigan state law. And we'll return right after these words.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe, because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000 mile bumper to bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we have two obituaries today. Carolyn K. Morrison passed away Saturday, November 29th, at age 83. She was born January 31st, 1942, in Rhodes, Iowa. She is survived by her children, Scott, Lynn, Kathy, Elizabeth, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. A funeral service to honor her life will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th, at Salem Church in Pigeon, Michigan. The family will be present to receive visitors on Friday, December 5th, from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and again at the church on Saturday from 3 p.m. until time of service. A dinner will be hosted by the church directly after the service. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made in Carolyn's memory to Shure Hospital in honor of her passion for helping others through quality health care. The family was assisted with the arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. In R. Thomas Butch, age 89, of Elkton, passed away Sunday, November the 30th. He was born September 4th, 1936, in Parisville, Michigan. He served in the U.S. Army from 1955 to 1957. He is survived by his loving wife of 67 years, Joanne, his sons Randall, Kevin, Stephen, and his daughter Suzanne, as well as his 11 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial will be held Wednesday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Mary of Chechevo in Dwight Township, Kindy, Michigan. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and a rosary service offered at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening at the funeral home. Condolences can be shared with the family at kaufmanfuneralhome.com.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win and nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And we're back with more news. A powerful nor'easter storm system's affecting over 75 million people across the eastern United States, bringing heavy snow, ice, and rain that have already caused thousands of flight cancellations and widespread travel disruptions following the Thanksgiving holiday. Emergency officials urge residents in the Northeast and Midwest to prepare for potential power outages and hazardous road conditions as the storm intensifies. Forecasters predict up to a foot of snow in some areas, marking the first major winter weather event of the season. Devastating floods triggered by rare tropical cyclones have claimed over 1,200 lives across Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and Thailand, with millions displaced and rescue operations ongoing in remote areas. Heavy rainfall caused widespread landslides and river overflows, submerging villages and infrastructure. International aid groups are coordinating relief efforts to provide food, water, and shelter to survivors. And that's been your news brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and I wish everyone out there a happy holiday season.